Warsaw last week did a lot of dribble kicking. Warren Central saw the film. They're prepared for that. And so they have moved their people up outside the 15-yard line. Fisher Whitaker did the kicking off last week, and he's got the ball teed up right at the 40-yard line. Two guys deep for Warren. And that'll be Michael Tanner on the far side and Damon Crum on the near side. There's the whistle, and here's the run-up and the boot. And it's a line drive kick. It's going to skip through one guy. It's going to roll all the way back, and it's going to be picked up at the 9-yard line by Tanner. Ran into his own guy. There's a flag down, and Tanner will get out of bounds at the 15-yard line, but there's a flag at the 13. So let's see what this is about. A flag already to start the game. And if this is against Warren Central, that would be a massive problem.
I'm not quite sure what motion that referee made.
I don't know
if that was a block in the back.
I'm not either.
But he did something. I couldn't quite see anything. My 47-year-old eyes are getting worse by the day. But it is against Warren Central, and I think it'll be a half the distance to the goal penalty. He did the same thing. I think he's trying to say block in the back. Blindside block. Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
Blindside block. Cannot do that.
No, you can't. So that'll move the ball back to the 6-yard line, and that's where Warren Central will take over first down and 10. And they will hand off, and this is the running back, Thomas, and he'll get up the middle, and he'll get good yardage. Out past the 10-yard line to the 13. That's a gain of 7 yards and a first down carry for the thrilling running back from Warren Central.
Yeah, he's a good one. And it seems like Warren, you know, schools like Warren, they just kind of reload up there, and it's like what they've done again.
They do. Second down. Ball at the 13. Play action fake. Quick throw near side, and the pass is caught out here. It's caught by Tanner, and Tanner makes a move, and he's got a first down out to the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards on the pitch and catch.
And that's a simple out to the right. To the right, that slot receiver for Warren. Just a pitch and catch out to the right. Good open field tackle there.
Well, actually, Scott, the quarterback is Quillen. Well, this is quite a surprise. Quillen, their third-string quarterback, is in the game. They're going to hand off to Thomas. He starts right, then goes left, breaks a tackle, gets the outside, 30, 35, 40, 45, up the sideline, and he'll be dragged out of bounds in Tiger territory. And they're going to mark him out right at the 40-yard line. That's a 38-yard run. Keon Thomas off to a terrific start for Warren Central. 10:58 left to go here in the opening quarter. They run right to the line of scrimmage. Jack Quillen is the quarterback. He's a sophomore. Takes the snap, rolling right, quick throw near side, got a man open. And the catch is made. And it'll be marked down at the 31-yard line. It'll be gain of 9 on the play. Zechariah Wallace making the catch and getting 9 yards for Warren. Second down and 1 as they are quickly moving down the field here on the Tiger defense on the opening drive of the game. Quillen. Hands off to Thomas, running left, got a hole up the middle, got the first down and more across the 25-yard line, down to the 21-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain and another first down for Warsaw, and Logan Carl is a little slow to get up. And he's tried to get up, and now he is going to stagger over toward the sidelines, and they're going to get him out of the game. 10:21 left to go here in the opening quarter. Warren Central taking the opening kickoff from their 6-yard line. And in about 5 plays, it feels like, down to the Tiger 21-yard line. And we have a stoppage while they attend to Logan out at the 20-yard line. Tiger Talk tomorrow, 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. We'll have a couple of Tigers joining Bart Curtis.
What's for breakfast tomorrow?
What's always for breakfast? Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, except for Coach Curtis.
Coach Curtis gets that ham steak.
Ham steak. Right.
Got to go with the ham steak.
Yeah. Best ham steak in northern Indiana. And I'm not sure he's wrong. That's from The Diner.
Yep.
First and 10. Warriors from the Tiger 21. Play resumes with 10:19 left to go in the opening quarter. Opening drive of the game. Quillen, quick throw far side, off target, incomplete. Pass intended for Keyshawn Williams-Jarrett. The pass was a little bit wide, so it'll be second down and 10. And that's the first play that's gone wrong for Warren Central here in the game.
And it would have been about a ball about a foot off the outside corner right there. Just missed his receiver.
Second down and 10 from the Tiger 21. Quillen hands off up the middle, Thomas, and he'll get across the 20, and he'll be dragged down inside the 15-yard line. They'll mark him at the 14, so that's a 7-yard gain. It'll be third down and 3 coming up for Warren Central. Again, showing no huddle. They didn't show this at all against Center Grove last week. So this is totally different looking offense. New quarterback and a new frame of mind. Third down and 3. Quillen leans forward, takes a snap, hands off to Thomas, running left, gets a block, got a first down at the 10, at the 5, to the pylon, and he is in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Warren Central. They marched 94 yards in less than 2.5 minutes on the opening drive of the game, and it is 6-0 in favor of Warren.
And their Warren's offensive line, every running play from tackle to the other tackle is putting a man on our man and creating giant holes, and that makes it real easy for Keon Thomas to get out in space and get plenty of yards through the ground.
And we have another injured Tiger, and that is Matthew Flores Ortega. And you can't have him hurt. He is the Tigers' leader on defense. He's jogging off under his own power. And hopefully that's no big deal. Extra point coming now. Jeremy Ellery, a sophomore, will do the kicking. It'll be Anthony Dennison, who we expected to be the starting quarterback, in there for the hold. There's the snap. The spot is down. Ellery's kick is up and inside the left, upright, and good. 9:39 left to play in the opening quarter. It's Warren Central 7, and Warsaw about to get the football for the first time when we come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 7-0 Warren. And now Ellery will kick off. And it's a high, deep kick, but returnable. And this is Harmon from the 8. Middle of the field, 10, 15. Oh, look out. He got knocked down hard at the 21-yard line. And that's where Warsaw will take over for their first possession of the game, trailing 7-0. Quinton Brock starts at quarterback tonight. He did not play last week. He was unavailable. He is ready to roll tonight. I said to him, what was it like with 4:12 left to go in the game last week when your team was on the field and you weren't? He says, that was the hardest part of it. And we totally, you don't have to be an athlete to understand all that.
No.
First down, Warsaw from their 21. Again, a big defensive line that averages 283 pounds per man up against the Tiger offensive line. Brock is going to send a man in motion and then take a quarterback sneak, but looks like we're going to have a penalty against Warsaw perhaps. It's going to be illegal procedure against Warsaw. No. Hold on. Nope.
Oh.
It's offsides against Warren. Well, I didn't see that.
And
the Warsaw players all looked dejected like they thought it was against them. So that's a 5-yard penalty against Warren. And first down for the Tigers. First down and 5. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
So now from the 26-yard line, Fitzpatrick's in the backfield for the Tigers. Harmon, wing right, Reed, wing left. And the whistle sound again. And let's see what this one is. If Warren Central wants to keep giving us 5-yard penalties, I'm good with that, and they gave us another one. They must be lined up in the neutral zone. That's Warsaw's first down of the game, and it's their first down this season via penalty.
The defensive line for Warren Central is really shifting a lot, and I wonder if they're kind of going forward and going into that neutral zone or maybe going over that line of scrimmage.
First and 10 Tigers from the 31, 9:32 left to play opening quarter. Warren leads 7-0. They went 94 yards in 2 minutes and 21 seconds on the opening drive. They may be lined up Wrong again. Option play up the middle. This is Fitzpatrick on the carry, and he literally gets picked up off the ground. J.J. Finch picked him up from behind and lifted him almost up over his head. They give him 2 yards out to the 33, second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers.
That's some strength right there.
He has as big a thighs.
Oh, my word.
As I've ever seen in a human being that aren't fat.
Yeah.
And they're not an ounce of fat on that dude.
No.
6'3", 255, headed to Alabama. Second down and 8. Brock up the middle again. Fitzpatrick struggles to the 35-yard line. They'll give him to the 36. So give him 3 more yards, and it sets up third down and 5.
So number 11 already making his presence felt on
yes.
the defensive side of the ball.
Forced up pounding that middle, trying yep. to soften it up so they can work the edges. They may have to go to the edges a little quicker than they would like. Third down and 5. Ball inside the near hash mark at the Tiger 36. Warsaw going from our right to left here in the opening quarter of play. Brock under center. Takes a snap, option play, keeps it, ran into his own guy, and then gets picked up by Finch. And he's going to be thrown to the ground. They will give him a yard to the 37. But it'll be 4 yards short of the first down. It's 4th and 4, and the punt team is not – oh, hold on. I was about to say that the punt team was staying on the sidelines, but Ty Francis is
– I think they're going for it.
He organized the punt team, but the offense is running a play,
yeah.
4th and 4. Could be the play of the game right here. Brock, hard count. Looks back to the left to the Warsaw bench for a play. Throws his hands out like, what do you want me to do? Play clock at 5. Play clock's going to run out. Warsaw's going to have to take a timeout, and they do. Timeout Tigers. 7:26 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw trails Warren 7-0 back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you at Fisher Field. Warren Central with a 7-0 lead on the Tigers. 7:26 left to play here in the opening quarter, and Warsaw rethinks it. And they will punt for the first time this season. Zach Renneker will snap it back to Fisher Whitaker, who's standing inside his 25-yard line. Kicking into just a zephyr of a breeze on a beautiful night for football. Renneker's snap is over the head of the punter, and Whitaker will go back, and he will fall on it back at the 9-yard line. He had no chance to catch it. It was way over his head. And this has been a problem for Warsaw this entire offseason, getting ready for that. And they turn the ball over. What goes is a loss on the play from the 33-yard line back to 10, so a loss of 23. And here come the Warren Central Ball Club at the Tiger 10-yard line, first down.
And that stuff that – that's simple stuff. That the opponent doesn't matter there. That's stuff that we've got to get buttoned up before conference play.
Again, Quillen out there, the quarterback. He hands off to Thomas, running left, jukes a man, jukes another. Inside the 5, still going. And he's down, marked down at the 4-yard line. So that would be a gain of 6 yards and a first down carry for Keon Thomas.
Keon Thomas reminds me of that running back from Concord last year. Was it Gerond?
Yes.
Yep. Very big, physical, runs to contact, but very elusive. We've got another penalty.
And I think Warren had too many guys in the huddle. Yes, illegal participation against Warren Central. So that'll back them up. And their coaching staff will change the play. So that'll move the ball back to the 9-yard line. It is goal to go, so it is second down and goal to go from the 9. Glad to have you with us on this home opener Friday here at Fisher Field, Labor Day weekend. Quillen from the left hash mark takes a perfect snap, hands off to Thomas, up the middle, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Ty Martin blitzing in from his left linebacker position. Got the Thomas back at the 10-yard line. It's a loss of a yard and sets up third and goal from the 10. 6:30 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw trailing 7-0. Trying to do what they did last week, which is give up an early touchdown and then hold their opponent to a field goal in their second. Ball on the left hash mark. That's the far side of the field, the closest to the Warren Central bench. Thomas to the left of Quillen. Quillen takes a snap, drops back, plenty of time, lost it to the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Incomplete in the near corner of the end zone. Pass intended for Wallace. And it'll be fourth down, and the field goal unit comes on for Warren Central. A victory here for the Tigers, for sure.
So it's kind of like deja vu from last week. You know, some bad things have happened so far in this game for Warsaw, and to only be down 10-0 is kind of a blessing.
It's going to be could be the exact same scenario. Warsaw's basically run three plays,
right.
And they're going to be down 10-0, assuming this kick is good. Ellery with a 27-yard try. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, plenty of height, and it is no good. He missed it wide to the right, and the Tigers, Andy, have held with 5:57 left to play in the quarter, still down 7-0.
So there's something to build on. That 10-0 is no longer. It's 7-0, and let's see if – look, I talked about in the pregame. Let's see if we can get just a long, sustained drive. Doesn't necessarily have to end in points. We'd love to end in points, but the time is our biggest ally in this game tonight. The time of possession is what it's going to take for us to compete here.
The missed field goal means that Warsaw automatically moves the ball to the 20-yard line. 5:57 left to play here in the opening half or opening quarter. Warsaw trailing 7-0. They have one first down. It was by penalty. Because Warren Central lined up offsides twice in a row. Let's see if they can earn one. Brock under center. And he'll fake the handoff and pitch it back to Reed. He's got some room. Gets across the 25 and gets tripped up at the 25. Good play there by Sean Fox, the linebacker. Because if he doesn't stop him, Reed's got a first down and more. As it is, it's a gain of 5, and it's second down and 5.
So I think you're right. Those are the type of plays that we'll probably have to go to a little bit earlier than we'd like to. Those outside runs, that interior of Warren is just, they're stout.
Brody Duncan not in the game. We haven't seen Michael Schenck yet. It's Fitzpatrick in the backfield behind Brock. Pitch sweep, come to the near side. Harmon turning upfield, got a block, 30, 35, cuts back the middle, then back to the outside. He's out to the 40-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain for Warsaw and a first down for Wyatt Harmon, who had 5 carries last week for 114 yards and a 76-yard touchdown.
And that's the type of, you know, we just said it, those outside runs, that's probably what it's going to take here to get the ball moving.
Actually, where they put the ball down, Scott was at the 41-yard line, so give him 16 yards on that carry. First down, Warsaw. Exactly 5 minutes to play opening quarter. Warren Central with a 7-0 lead. Brock, option play. Fitzpatrick and he's stoned right at the line of scrimmage. It was Calvin McDonald, a defensive end, 6'3", 270 junior, crashing in, who made the stop, no gain, second down.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that last year, and so far this year, those runs up the middle just – I know what Coach Curtis is trying to do, and you have to do that, but, boy, that interior line for Warren is really good.
Wide side of the field is the right side as Warsaw approaches the line of scrimmage. 4:20 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw down 7-0. Brock has strung out there to the right. Option play right, and it's going to be Brock keeping it. He'll turn up field, and he'll get out to the 44. That'll be a gain of 3 on the play. It'll set up third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Last week, Warsaw on third down, 4 of 7. And you say, well, that's a good percentage. Look, think about it. They didn't have that many third down opportunities.
No, not at all.
They ran 50 plays and only had 7 third down opportunities because they did so well on first and second down. Third down and 7. Brock from the middle of the field. Takes the handoff, turns up field. He'll get across the Tiger 45. They get 2 yards to the 46, and that'll set up fourth down and 5. And Bart Curtis has got to be thinking about going for it here.
You'd have
I can't
to.
Imagine
yeah.
that he's – going to count on a good snap this time from the punting unit. And Warsaw will keep the offense out. 3:10 left to go. Opening quarter. Warsaw down by 7. Facing 4th and 5 from their own 46. And again, it's Fitzpatrick in the backfield. Brock says something to Dalen. Takes the snap. And we're going to have offsides against Warren Central. We're looking right down on the line of scrimmage on that one, Andy.
Yep.
And you could see that right away.
That was J.J. Finch.
Yep.
And I don't know if Quentin is going with a little bit of a, you know, a hard count or, you know.
I don't think so. He's lined up offsides.
Yeah, so he was good, and then he went forward just a little bit, and he crossed the line.
And that's going to be another first down for the Tigers by penalty. Well, again, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Again, go ahead.
We just want these long drives.
Yep.
I don't care how we advance the ball.
2:40 left to play in the opening quarter. Warren scored on a 94-yard drive in 2 minutes and 21 seconds to start the game. The Tigers are working their way down toward the north end zone. From the 49 of Warren Central, up the middle, and Fitzpatrick is slung backwards to the ground. No gain on the play. Let's make sure that he is okay. And Finch gets up limping, and he's grabbing his ankle.
Which is taped.
Yes, it is. Well, that's what he gets for throwing our kids to the ground like that.
That's a man right there. That's for sure.
He is. Second down and 10. No gain there for Fitzpatrick. Brock, again from the Warrior 49, and airs offsides again. And again, it's Finch.
Yep.
He is not, and it's not even close, folks.
No. Nope.
It's not even close. He is a good half a helmet into the neutral zone. So another 5-yard walk-off. Warsaw will now face 2nd down and 5.
And we get the benefit of, you know, since the line of scrimmage is basically right out our window, we get the benefit of seeing what that line judge sees, and it is quite blatant.
Yep, it's not even close.
And he's out of the game.
Well, he's down. They're going to have the trainer come and check on his ankle. 2nd down and 5 from the Warren 44. Option play left. Fullback up the middle. Big hole. Dalen Fitzpatrick across the 40 to the 35 to the 30 and all the way down to the 25-yard line. 19 yards for Dalen Fitzpatrick and the best run of the opening quarter so far for the Tigers.
You got to credit that offensive line, too. That was just a quick hitter right up the middle, and he was past the line and linebackers before they even knew it hit him.
1:15 clock running, opening quarter. Warsaw down by 7, but in position to score and tie the game. Ball at the 25, ball in the near hash mark. Whiteside is right. And again, it's Fitzpatrick, and he gets buried right at the line of scrimmage. And one of the Warren players stands over top of him. That's Andrew Winkle, the junior 6'2", 215-pound linebacker. No gain in the play, 2nd down and 10.
Thought they'd go to the well again. This time it was closed.
We know this over the last 7 years and now game and a quarter. They are never going to stop running that play, even when it doesn't work.
Right.
They're going to always run it.
Yep. You have to.
It's like breathing for this offense. They're going to run the fullback up the middle. Play clock down to 7. Warsaw needs to hurry. Now it's down to 5. Brock from the 25 takes a snap, going to keep it, going to turn upfield, got a block. He's to the 20, and he's going to run out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him. And there's a flag down right at the line of scrimmage, too. They're going to mark him out at the 22-yard line, so it would be a gain of 3. Let's see what the flag is. Illegal motion. Warsaw never really got set.
No.
So that's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards and back him up to the 30, and it'll be 2nd down and 15. And Brock did the right thing there. He could have tried to make a move and get upfield, but I think he knew the flag was on us.
Yeah.
And so rather than risk an injury in a play that didn't matter, he decided to duck out of bounds, and that was the right thing to do. 2nd down now and 15. Ball backed up to the 30. Fitzpatrick in the backfield behind Brock. Wings on either side. Reed goes to motion. They're going to pitch it to him. Looking to turn up field. Gets a block from Harmon. Tries to go to the outside. And he'll be knocked down at the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of four. And that'll bring us to the end of the opening quarter of play. Warsaw trails Warren Central 7-0 after one. We'll start quarter number two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.